following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Chuck lost it momentarily, passed down low, knocked away. Mischu comes up with it. It was tipped by Liebarger, and then Mischu was able to come up with it. Green the offensive end, give it to Pocock. Burnham will pressure Pocock. He'll take a left side handoff here for Mischu. Top of the circle, Liebarger. Right wing for Waller. Waller's going to drive. Out for Arp. Arp, 15-foot jumper. Good.
Tonight, it's a Tri-Cities battle in Kearney as the Kearney High Bearcats welcome in the Hastings High Tigers. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
So 7 seconds to go here for Kearney High. Bearcats need at least two here. They're down by two. Stiffen in the offensive end. Stiffen dribbles that right side. 4 seconds left. She'll drive off glass. It's in! And there's the buzzer! Stiffen with a strong drive on the right side. Banked it in. We're going to head to overtime.
Hastings wraps up a four-game road trip tonight against a Kearney team that comes off a Saturday sweep at Omaha Northwest. It's the Tigers and Bearcats coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Kearney High School with ESPN Sports' Randy Mushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Top of the Hill as the Kearney High Bearcats continue their hosting of the Hastings Tigers in a GNAC Conference doubleheader here. The girls from Kearney High rolled in the second half over Hastings, 51-25, a game heard earlier here on ESPN. The boys' game figures to be much closer than that. Both come in with very identical records. Kearney is 7-10 on the year. Hastings is 7-8 on the season, and they're reeling just a little bit after the knee injury to Morgan Karloff, one of their better players, and it is kind of coming at never a great time for a knee injury to a pretty good young man like Karloff. But since then, they have lost three straight games to Northwest, Gothenburg, and Adams Central. All three of those are fairly good basketball teams. All of them have been played on the road, so they're in a tough stretch right now, is Hastings High, in terms of that injury that was suffered against McCook. And again, they had no problem with McCook in that game. However, Hastings is still trying to find some ways to fill those shoes that Karloff leaves with the injury. So they're trying to right the ship here a little bit, and they'll be taking on the Bearcats in an attempt to do that. Kearney High, meanwhile, is changing up their lineup just a little bit. Austin Murray will be making the start instead of Austin Mischu tonight. Murray has been a lot more aggressive offensively and maybe not hitting as many field goals. I mean, pretty comparable between Mischu and Murray in terms of the number of field goals they hit. But what Austin Murray has been able to do is be very, very aggressive, get himself to the free throw line. And statistically speaking, he is the best free throw shooter for the Bearcats. So he is using his strengths to his advantage and attacking, getting himself to the line, and has been a bigger offensive threat here down the stretch here for the Bearcats. So Murray being rewarded with a spot on the starting lineup here tonight. So we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark at New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for the Bearcats and for the Tigers, as well as kind of give you a little bit of a pregame and give you an idea of what we heard from both the head coaches when we talked to them a little bit ago. We'll do that as we continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
Another overtime game. They've had five overtime games this year where they're 2-3, so they've really been tested throughout the course of the season. And Hastings, again, still reeling from the injury to Morgan Karloff, the 6'2 junior, who will not be available tonight. Injured his knee, out for the rest of the season with an injured ACL, and so he will not be in action here tonight, unfortunately, for the Tigers. Let's get a lineup. We'll begin, first of all, for Hastings. They'll be starting Vinny Schmidt, a 5'9 sophomore. Sam Reimer is 5'10 and a junior. Nick Hamburger, 6'1 senior. Zane Bender is 6'4 and just a sophomore. And Addison Below is 6'5 and a senior for head coach Lance Creech. Now for the Kearney High Bearcats, as we mentioned, a little bit different lineup for them. They'll start Jake Waller, the 6'1 junior. And Waller on the season is averaging about 11.2 points and 3.5 rebounds per ball game. Trevor Leibarger, the 6'3 senior, is averaging 6.4 points, 1.2 rebounds. Peyton Pocock, 6'1 and a senior, he is averaging 7.2 points and 4.5 rebounds a game. Austin Murray will be making the start tonight, a 6'4 junior. Murray is averaging about 7 points per ball game and just a shade under 4 rebounds a contest. And the big man in the middle will be Brian Arp. He is 6'4 and a senior. Arp is averaging 8.5 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. And again, Hastings has some size with Bilal and Bender. But again, Arp, Division I football recruit, will be signing his national letter of intent tomorrow to play at Ohio. He's got a little size in there. Maybe not a height advantage, but he will have a size advantage here in the ball game. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll take a real quick break here. We'll continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
You are here with us. And welcome back here to Kearney High. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show as the Tigers from Hastings College in their road orange uniforms with the black numbers, a little white trim on there as well. They're all set and getting ready to get introduced here. The Bearcats will be in their home white uniforms, of course, as the introductions just getting underway here. A reminder for you that earlier tonight, a game you heard right here on the ESPN Superstation, the second half was controlled by the Kearney High girls, and they were able to get past Hastings, a final of 51-25. They held Hastings to only 9 points in the second half as they took control in that third quarter. Bearcats are now 13-5 on the season. Hastings is now 8-8. And as we mentioned on the boys' side, a couple of even teams in terms of their record. Hastings is 7-8 on the season. Kearney is 7-10 on the year. And a game heard on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Pleasanton hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to upend Axtell 53-52. So the number six seed in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament will advance and eliminate third seed at Axtell. And they'll be taking on the winner of tonight's Amherst and Overton game. Amherst and Overton is on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, tonight over in Amherst. And for the Broncos, they're hoping a little home cooking will get the job done for them here tonight. So that gets kind of updated. Right where we left off is Austin Murray. As we mentioned, will be making the start here for Kearney High. It'll be Waller, Leiberger, Pocock, Murray, and Arp. For for the Bearcats, coming in 7-10. And for Hastings, 7-8 on the season. Their lineup is Schmidt, Reimer, Hamburger, Bender, and Bilal. Your New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with a tip right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech, your heel leader. Proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Hastings has already broken the huddle. They're all set and ready to go in those bright orange uniforms. The Bearcats in their home whites. They're getting a few fist pumps here from Vinny Schmidt as they break the huddle. And doing the jumping here will be Addison Blau for Hastings High. Arp will be doing the jumping here for the Bearcats. So we're all set and ready to go. Hastings 7-8, Kearney High 7-10, and the tip is going to be controlled here by Kearney High. So they've got possession of it first. Pocock brings in the offensive end and face some man-to-man pressure. Gives it to Liebarger. Murray's got it top of the circle. Gives it to Waller. Waller, top of the key, still dribbles. Gets a screen from Arp. Drives to the right side. Gets it to Liebarger, who will fire a three and hit a three. Trevor Liebarger drains the three-pointer here for Kearney High as they get the early lead on their first possession of the ball game. So playing point here is going to be Hamburger, and he'll get the ball on the left side for Reimer. Reimer gets a nice little screen and give it off to the screener left side for Bender. Bender stopped by Murray. Bad pass, and Hastings turns the ball over. Liebarger will bring in the offensive end, and Murray thought about the three. Now he'll drive the baseline, lost the ball momentarily, and they'll kick it out to Pocock, top of the circle. Around the perimeter we go. Liebarger now works it inside for Arp. Arp backing in, kicks it back out. Liebarger on the other side will fire a three. That time it will not fall, and the rebound taken out by Schmidt. So Schmidt in the offensive end, pass up ahead, and it was last touched by Liebarger as it was off the hands of the Tigers originally, and then Liebarger trying to track it down, it goes off of his hands. So maybe a little bit of a break here for the Tigers as they'll inbound it on the baseline. Hamburger tosses it in. Three-pointer for Schmidt, and he'll hit a three. So both teams have hit from the outside, and we're tied at three here in the early stages. Liebarger gives it to Murray. Murray thought about a transition three, but he'll hand it off to Waller. Waller's in the drive, take it off glass, and he'll score. Nice drive there by Jake Waller, and the Bearcats now lead it by two. Early on, both teams offensively looking pretty good. Schmidt stops at the free throw line, just hands the ball off here, and around the perimeter we go. And Malau gives it off right side for Hamburger. Hamburger gets a screen, and he'll get it off here left side. Entry pass down low for Bender. Bender kicks it top of the circle. 15-foot jumper up and good. As Bilal strokes it in from 15 feet away. Nice ball movement by the Tigers on that one. A little screen here for Arp. Pocock will give it to Arp now, top of the circle. Over for Waller. Back to Arp on that left side. Arp's going to try a long jumper for it by his standards. It's no good. And rebound taken out by Reimer. So Reimer in the offensive end. Hands it off here for Hamburger. Hamburger's entry pass on the inside is turned over. Intercepted by Arp. Here come the Bearcats. Pocock gives it up ahead to Murray. Murray draws some body contact. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hamburger off of the miss. Not a bad look there for Kearney High. As really Murray thought he might be getting a foul in transition. Hamburger jumper, no good. Offensive rebound by Bilal. Bilal can't get the shot to fall, and it's going to be rebounded there by Murray. So Murray pulls down the rebound, gives it to Waller. Right side, Pocock has it. Arp asking for the ball down low, doesn't get it. They'll pass around the perimeter. Waller's going to drive. Waller takes it off glass, and he'll score. Jake Waller, another impressive drive in traffic, and Lance Beach is going to call a timeout here. 5:16 to go in the first quarter. It's 7-5, Kearney High with the lead. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Tigers take the break. We're back after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 5:16 to go here in the first quarter. A very quick pace to this ball game. Kearney High leads it 7-5. And Hastings with the timeout will bring it in the offensive end. Nick Hamburger will be picked up there by Leibarger. And he'll dribble it. Gives off for Reimer. Gives it back to Hamburger almost immediately. And now top of the circle with his Reimer. Gets a little screen, and the pass on the right side is going to be intercepted by Arp. Second great defensive play, and he'll give it up to Leibarger. Leibarger, tough layup in transition. Shot's no good. He's fighting for the rebound. Can't come up with it, and it'll be Hastings' ball off of his hands. And now the Bearcats want to go full court man-to-man here. Ball inbounded, tipped away by Pocock as they were trying to get it to Bender. 25 feet away, so it's going to be inbounded here by Schmidt at the end of the Hastings bench, and now Kearney High will drop back into a half-court offense. Going man-to-man here. On the bounce here is Hamburger. Hamburger picked up by Leibarger. We'll give it off on the right side for Reimer. Everybody cycles through off the screen. Schmidt has it. He'll pull up for a 15-foot jumper, and we are tied at 7. Vinny Schmidt, nice little stroke there. Pocock in the offensive end working against Schmidt. Gives it off for Murray. Left side for Waller. Murray cycles through there after giving it to Waller, but they give it to Leibarger. Now lob pass down low, caught by Arp. Off glass, good. Nice pass by Pocock. Brian Arp caught it. One power dribble and was able to lay it up and in. After he made the catch, that was at point-blank range. Cats will make a couple of substitutions at the next whistle. Bilal lobs it in the lane. Shot up. Good. Nick Hamburger. He makes a nice catch. Gets that pass from Bilal. And we're tied at 9. So a couple of nice passes set up easy buckets here for each team. Pocock's going to drive. Stop on that left side. Kicks the top of the circle for Leibarger. Over for Murray. Left side for Pocock. Pocock trying to get it down to Murray. It's going to be tipped off the hands of Bilal and out of bounds. For the Cats, checking into work here is going to be Zach Ryan and Austin Mishu. Leibarger and Murray will come out. And Kearney High making some substitutions. Hastings High making some substitutions. Jared Foote will check in. Foote coming in here for Bilal. Cats will inbound it underneath their own hoop. Entry pass in for Zach Ryan. Ryan's going to take it high off glass and score. So Zach Ryan will rattle it in, and Kearney High with the lead here. So 3:35 to go here, pass down low, and Foote's going to go line and have a couple of shots here. And the free throw's in and out, no good. So 3:35 to go. Second free throw on the way here for Foote, and that one's good. After missing the first one, he does make the second. So Mishu in the ball game, facing a little pressure. Gives the ball up to Ryan. Ryan dribbles through a lot of pressure there. Now takes it between the circles and will set up a half-court offense. Nice little bit of dribbling there for Zach Ryan, who's directing traffic. And Hastings drops back. Reimer pressures Pocock as they get it around. Waller has it on that left side. We're going to have a kick here called against Nick Hamburger. So the ball is knocked out of bounds. Kearney High will inbound on the baseline. Pocock will toss it in for Brady Johnson, who checks in. Off of the screen, they'll give it out to Waller. Waller's going to fire the three. It's up, no good. And the long rebound pulled out of there by Brady Johnson. So Johnson keeps the possession alive, gives it to Pocock. Pocock will drive, dish, top of the circle, Mishu. He'll flip the ball off for Waller, set a screen for Waller. Waller takes it to the baseline. And that's some pretty good defensive work there by Foote staying with him. But then the pass inside for Brady Johnson. And Johnson will post up. And it's now 13-11. So Schmidt has it top of the circle. And he'll throw a bad pass. It's going to be intercepted. Hastings turns it over. Pass up ahead to Pocock. And Pocock's going to lay it up and in. So Ryan makes the interception and immediately gets it up ahead to Pocock. And Pocock now makes it 15-11. On the bounce here is Hamburger. Gives it to Reimer. And now Vinny Schmidt's going to be fouled here by Pocock. A little touch foul called against Pocock. So Pocock with his first foul. And Hamburger will work the ball in. Give it off your left side for Schmidt. Schmidt stops at the free throw line. Shut off there by Leibarger, who came in a moment ago. They'll hand the ball off here for Foote. And around the perimeter we go. Skip pass now right side for Hamburger. Nice ball movement here by Hastings High. Reimer has it right side. Gets it to the free throw line here for Blau. A 15-foot jumper for him is no good. And up high for the rebound is Austin Mishu. So Mishu pulls down the rebound. And Kearney High will get it in the lane. Nice dribble there by Mishu. Bounce pass over for Johnson. Johnson will score, and we've got a timeout taken here by the Tigers. 1:41 to go here in the second quarter. Excuse me, the first quarter, and the Bearcats have a 17-11 lead. We'll be back right after this timeout.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
And welcome back here. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Hastings calling a couple of 30-second timeouts here in the first quarter. They trail at 17-11. And on the bounce here is going to be Hamburger. Hamburger gives left side for Reimer. They set a screen for Reimer, but he'll just work the ball back around the perimeter. Now they give it right side for Hamburger. Hamburger passed through the lane, and the intended receiver was not ready for that and wasn't anywhere near it, and it goes out of bounds. So Bender checks in here for Kearney, for Hastings High. And for Kearney, it's going to be Mishu, Ryan, Leibarger, Johnson, and Waller. Schmidt will drop back here as Reimer will pressure the basketball. Entry pass on that left side is going to be knocked away there by Bender. Nice hands by Bender. Schmidt and Reimer out there with Hamburger. We mentioned Bender and Blau. That's who's out there right now for the Tigers. Leibarger is going to inbound on the far sideline with a minute 16 to go here in the first quarter. Zach Ryan gets the inbounds on the sideline. Man-to-man pressure being put on here by Hamburger. So Leibarger will give it, gives it right side for Mishu. Mishu's going to drive, dump in underneath for Leibarger, and Leibarger will score. Nice pass there by Mishu, who didn't shoot, but he was aggressive on that drive and was able to dump it into Leibarger. And Leibarger scores from about 4 feet away. And Kearney High with a 19-11 lead. Entry pass, kick back out here for Reimer, who will give it off right side for Bender. Bender, working against a little pressure, gives now left side for Hamburger. Hamburger, nice pass inside, shot off glass by Bender, up and in. Nice two-man game there. And Bender makes the catch, takes it off the glass. Ryan will give it to Waller on the baseline, right side, off a screen to Liebarger. Around the perimeter we go. Mischu has it. Mischu gets a screen from Johnson. Mischu's going to drive. Little runner, up and good. And Austin Mischu with a strong drive there to push lead back out to eight. Right side, Blau has it. 13 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Skip pass out for Hamburger. 9 seconds left. Top of the circle, Schmidt. Schmidt with 6 seconds left. Gives it left side. Ball knocked loose by Ryan. Ryan has it. Ryan with the drive. Ryan with the shot at the buzzer. Good! Zach Ryan with a steal and the layup at the buzzer. And Kearney High will head to the second quarter with a 10-point lead. It's 23-13 as we head to the second quarter right after this timeout.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here. 6 turnovers in the first quarter here for Hastings High. They need to find a way to handle this Kearney pressure and stop that. Otherwise, they're going to find themselves in a little bit of trouble. That's our Seats of Success brought to you by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed Dealer. American Growers Term for the latest weather, market updates, and Kearney information to help get the most out of every acre. That's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great Seats of Success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. Of course, for Kearney High, keep that up. That would be their Seeds of Success. Hastings does have the basketball first here to start the second quarter. They tail it 23-13 in the lane. Low runner here by Bilal. No good. Arp is able to pull down the rebound, and he'll kick the ball up ahead here for Waller. Waller kicks it around the perimeter as Alex Harris is in the ball game. He'll work it around, and we've got a foul away from the ball. And that'll be a hold on Addison Bilal. So he's called for a hold away from the ball. And to throw it in here is going to be Alex Harris. So Harris to trigger it in. And no 5-second count going on. Throws it to Pocock between the circles. He's picked up defensively there by Schmidt. Gives off right side for Waller. Waller on the bounce. Will drive here a little bit. Gives the top of the circle now for Murray. Murray's going to set a screen for Harris. Harris gives off right side for Waller. Waller directing traffic. And off the left side, they'll give it off here for Harris. Harris gets it inside for Arp. Arp had his shot blocked, and then tracking down the rebound is Hamburger, and then stolen away by Murray. So Murray has it. Murray's going to drive, loses the ball, and we're going to have a foul called. Hamburger with a clean block there, and then actually came up with the basketball momentarily, and then it was stolen away by Murray. So Murray then attacks and is going to be fouled by Hamburger. And so Hamburger did a lot of right things there, but is going to be called for the foul. And to the free throw line is going to come Murray to shoot two, and the first one's in and out and then back in. So good hustle there by Murray. So one more coming up here for Murray. We will shoot the second one, and that one absolutely pure. 25-13. So 12-point lead here for Kearney High, and they're going to pressure the ball, and we're going to have a block here called on Austin Murray. It's going to be the third foul as a team on the Bearcats. First one on Murray. And Vinny Schmidt will face a little bit of pressure there as Harris will pressure him. And Vinny Schmidt dribbles behind the back. Again, dribbles, gets it across the timeline, splits the defense, runs into Arp, and is fouled before he puts up a shot. And the foul is going to be on Art. That's going to be two on Art. So he'll come out of the ball game. Johnson's going to check back in for him. And Vinny Schmidt with a great aggressive drive there. He'll inbound it for Blau, works around the perimeter. Reimer has it. Off a screen, they give it right side for Schmidt. Schmidt's going to be picked up there by Harris. Schmidt gets a screen, dribbles left side, kicks it for Reimer. Reimer, top of the circle, will get the ball over here for Michael Collicott. Collicott pulls up the jumper, no good, and rebounded by Waller. Waller's on the run. Waller bounce pass there, Johnson, and Johnson will score. Grady Johnson with a bucket there, give a nice little assist to Waller, who got the defensive rebound and ran the floor very nicely. Great pass there by Waller. Here a run by Schmidt, and Schmidt in traffic, high off glass, good. So Vinny Schmidt answers right back, and what was a 14-point lead is now back down to a dozen. Murray's going to drive, and Murray's going to head to the line. A lot of contact there. There were three different Tigers tracking him down, and Bender is the one that's going to be called for the foul. And again, that's one of the things they like about Austin Murray is how aggressive he is and will attack. And he's not worried so much about scoring the field goal. He wants to get to the free throw line, and he misses the free throw here. But Murray on the season is a 76% free throw shooter. He's got one more free throw coming up here after missing the first, and the second one is good. So 28-15. And Schmidt on the bounce here. He's going to be picked up by Harris. And they give here left side for Reimer. Reimer back around the perimeter. As with the dribble here is Bilal. Top of the circle back out for Schmidt. Nice ball movement to the elbow. Here's Bender. Bender 15-foot jumper, no good. And Waller will pull down the rebound. Long pass, and Carney High is going to turn it over. Good hustle there by Bender as Bender comes up with the loose ball. In transition, Schmidt for three, no good. And rebound is going to be in the hands of Alex Harris. And Harris will bring it up ahead and took an extra step as he had trouble, lost it, and had trouble making that pass. So Carney High turns it over. Liebarger going to check back in here. Waller will come out. And for the Tigers, back to battle is going to be Nick Hamburger. So it's Hamburger and Schmidt who will bring the ball up court. And Michael Collicott, as well as Bilal and Bender right now lining up down low. Bounce pass right side for Hamburger. Hamburger gets a nice little screen, gets it off right side for Bender. Bender shut off by Murray, and will kick the ball back out for Hamburger. Hamburger back around. And on the bounce here is Bender. Entry pass down low, and Murray is able to tie up the ball. So that'll be a turnover here on Hastings because the possession arrow is pointing to the Cats. Into the game for the first time tonight is going to be Kyle Anderson. So Anderson checks in. And Pocock will play point guard, brings it up. Brady Johnson also checked into the ball game. Liebarger on that right side gives it to Murray. Johnson wants it on the low block. They'll work it around to Anderson in the corner for Pocock. 4:41 to go here. In the second quarter, Murray's going to drive, runs into the defender, and that's going to be a charge. Nice job there taking that charge is Zane Bender. And so Murray now is going to be called for the foul. That is going to be his second foul of the ball game. And Mishu will check in for him. So 28-15, 13-point lead right now for Carney High. With 4.5 to go here before halftime. Pass on the right side for Hamburger. Hamburger's going to get a screen by Bilal, but they'll give it top of the circle here for Schmidt. And Schmidt's going to rattle in a three-pointer. Nice stroke there by Vinny Schmidt, who now has 11 in the game. And Carney High is calling a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 4:16 to go here before halftime. 28-18. Carney High up by 10. They call the timeout. We're back after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. The second quarter has been played even here between Kearney High and Hastings. Bearcats led by 10 at the end of one quarter. That means they lead by 10 right now at 4:16 to go, 28-18. As Hastings has really kind of picked things up offensively. So for the Cats, they'll inbound the basketball as Hastings is been able to kind of take Kearney out of the game just a little bit here. Anderson on that right side will dribble, gives it to Liebarger. Liebarger to Mischu, backdoor cut. That's Anderson. Anderson's going to try reverse layup, no good. Johnson had the rebound, loses it into the hands of a hustling Mischu. So Mischu's able to track it down, and they'll get the ball back around the perimeter. Good work there by Mischu to get that offensive rebound. Pocock has it top of the circle, gives right side for Liebarger. Over for Kyle Anderson. Anderson. Background. Anderson, by the way, that backdoor cut, just couldn't quite put up the shot on the right side. Had to try the reverse layup, which was a whole lot tougher. Mischu has it top of the circle. Gives it for Pocock. He's picked up man-to-man there by Schmidt. Gives off left side for Mischu. Mischu's going to drive. Kick it in the corner. Open for three is Liebarger, and Liebarger hits the three. Trevor Liebarger strokes in the three-pointer. I think that might be the third assist by Mischu here in the ballgame. Dribbling his hamburger on that right sideline. They're going to kick it back out for Schmidt. Schmidt, great ball fake, stops at the free throw line, and he's going to throw it away. He was trying to kick the ball out for Hamburger and maybe going a little bit too quick, and they're going to turn the ball over. Sam Reimer checks back into the game here. And for Hastings, for the Bearcats, it's Zach Ryan who comes in. Ryan with a steal and hit a layup. Just he looked at the clock as he was dribbling up court to figure out whether or not he had time to lay it up, and he did. Right at the end of the first quarter. Gave Kearney that 10-point lead. Anderson's pass is tipped. Left side, they get it to Ryan. Down on the baseline for Johnson. Top of the circle for Pocock. Right side for Mischu. Mischu watches everybody kind of cycle through. Now he's going to drive. He stops at the free throw line. Bounces it out for Pocock. Pocock has it on the left wing. Now he's going to dribble top of the circle. Gives it over to Anderson on the left side. Anderson throws in the corner for Zach Ryan. Ryan dribbles, stops, gives it top of the circle for Pocock. Pocock kicks left side for Anderson. Anderson off the screen gives it to Pocock. Pocock's going to drive. That's a tough shot. Off the iron, no good. Anderson gets the rebound, and he'll bank it off the glass and in. So Kyle Anderson with the little putback there. And Kearney High now pushes the lead back out to 15. They lead it 33-18. So on the right wing with it is Bender. Bender gives the top of the circle for Schmidt. Now a little penetration here by Reimer. He'll kick into the corner. There's Schmidt. Schmidt, nice jump stop, and he's going to kick it out to Bender from the free throw line. His jumper is no good, and the rebound is tipped around. With it now is Hamburger. Hamburger, little floater right side, good. So Hamburger with a nice little floater there to cut the lead back down to 13. Johnson wants it down low. It's going to be knocked out of his hands there by Bender, but Johnson gets it, gives it to Mischu. Mischu shot no good. Couldn't come up with a rebound. Tipped it, and it went off the face of Sam Reimer and out of bounds. Chris Langen going to check in with Liebarger here for Kearney High. And for Hastings, checking in is going to be Michael Collicott. So Schmidt will come out, and Collicott will come in as Pocock will inbound on the baseline. Bearcats lead at 33-20, inbounded for Liebarger. Liebarger is going to shoot a three off that inbounds. It's no good. And tracking down the rebound is going to be Langen. So Langen pulls down the offensive rebound. Around the perimeter we go. Left side is Ryan. Gives it off on that left wing here for Mischu. Over to Langen on that left side. Langen gives it out for Mischu with a minute 16 to go. And he'll be picked up man-to-man there by Bilal. And they'll work around the perimeter. Pocock dribbles, loses the ball, and he was being harassed there and wanted a foul called against Michael Collicott, but I didn't see one, and that'll be a Hastings defensive stop as Kearney High turns it over. Schmidt checks back in. He's going to inbound it. And he'll get the ball here to Hamburger. Back to Schmidt. As the five starters are out there right now for Hastings. Schmidt, Reimer, Hamburger, Bender, and Bilal. Dribbling here is Hamburger. Hamburger shot is off the iron and no good. But Langen with a little reach, he's going to be called for the foul. So that's now five as a team on Kearney High. And Hamburger will be shooting a couple. So the free throw, no good. So score remains 33-20 with 54.8 to go here before halftime. A 13-point lead for the Bearcats, and Hamburger will have one more free throw. And the free throw is perfect. So Zach Ryan will bring it across the timeline. He's picked up defensively by Reimer. Gives it left side for Liebarger. Coming through there is Mischu, but they'll give it off on the left side instead for Waller. Waller gets it to Liebarger. Over to Mischu. Liebarger's going to shoot a three and hit a three. I wouldn't necessarily say that he was open, but he had enough space there that he could step into a three-pointer, and he strokes it in. Liebarger now has 11 in the ballgame. And it's now 36-21. 20 seconds to go here before halftime. On the bounce is Hamburger. Gives it out and around the perimeter. Collicott has it. Gives it right side for Hamburger. Hamburger with the dribble. 5-second count going on. 5 seconds left to go in the quarter. Pass over to Reimer. Reimer gives it right side. Covered three by Bilal. That shot will not fall, and that will do it as it's tipped around at the buzzer. And so we'll head to locker rooms, and the Bearcats have the lead over the Hastings Tigers by a score of 36-21. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in the local Yellow Pages. At halftime, the Kearney High boys comfortably ahead here. 36-21 at intermission. Earlier tonight, the Kearney High girls over Hastings. 51-25, kind enough to join us to talk about it, is Jason Boyd, head girls basketball coach here. And, Coach, you had your hands full in the first half. What did you say at halftime? Because whatever you said, you might want to write it down because it worked.
I wasn't too animated or anything like that at halftime. I thought we just needed to kind of change what we were doing defensively a little bit. And we went to our trap in the second half, and that kind of got us going a little bit. But, you know, I thought our decision-making in the first half at times, we had way too many unforced turnovers. And we took care of the ball a lot better in the second half. I think we had us down for two turnovers in the second half, I think. So we cleaned that part of it up, and then our half-court trap got to them and got us going a little bit in the second half.
You held them only 3 points in that third quarter, and that really opened things up. You go from a 5-point ball game to a 19-point ball game through the course of that quarter. And again, there's been a couple of times this year that you've really shut down teams in the second half. The Marion game comes to mind, obviously. Is this a team that really kind of can figure out what they're doing and then defensively be able to, you can talk about it and do X's and O's all you want in the locker room, but they get a sense of it through the course of playing the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes we have to adjust. I mean, the Marion game was different because we just manned them the whole game, and then and tonight we had to switch it up a little bit. I mean, we went man, we went 2-3 zone, we went man, and it, you know, it's one of those things. We're doing well. I think we're up at least 13-4 at one point, and they were struggling to score against our man. And all of a sudden, they had a few possessions almost in a row where they hit some shots against us, hit three, drove and scored, and had their ball screen stuff going. And so we got out of it, went to our 2-3 zone, and then the pace was just kind of slow, and we weren't getting much offensively. So at halftime, you know, that was kind of the adjustment, just to trap and try to get some steals and try to get some runouts on offense.
And again, another big night from Skyler Snyder, finished with 18 in the game. But most of those were in the first half. It almost seemed like if she wasn't going to score, the offense wasn't going to score in that first half. And then in the second half, it just was, you know, kind of all hands on deck. The ball just kind of had a more natural flow to it.
Yeah, we moved it better. I thought our decision making was better. She passed it real well in the second half. I mean, I thought she definitely was very unselfish. And at times, you know, they kind of, you know, she drove, they kind of took her away. She gets a lot of attention. So when she's getting double teamed and that kind of thing, you know, and she's got to be, you know, a good passer for us as well. And I thought in the second half she had a lot of nice passes and some assists there.
And again, my statistics, you know, don't run with them too far. But I had you guys shooting about 41% from the field in the game. So, I mean, good shot selection. And even the ones that didn't go in, it seemed, I can't think probably about four shots all game that I would sit there and go, that wasn't a good shot. I mean, shot selection was very,
shot
very good.
Shot selection was good. I think it was mainly just, you know, I thought we were a little bit lackadaisical on offense and turned it over, had some unforced turnovers. But otherwise, yeah, shot selection was good. I think we were struggling to rebound. They're a pretty physical team on the glass, and we were having a hard time getting a lot of offensive rebounds, especially in the first half. So we kind of talked about crashing the offensive glass, pressuring more, running the floor a little bit harder. We just needed some energy. I thought we struggled with that in the first half a little bit. We definitely were a little more energized in the second half. I mean, we just know right now we got a games like this we have to have, you know, if we want to put ourselves in the best position for our district. And right now, so our kids kind of responded. At halftime, that was kind of what I talked about a little bit, is we have, you know, we got to get this one. And right now it's a 5-point game. And it could go either way right now if we don't start the half strong. And our girls answered that and did a great job in the second half.
And again, defensively, I thought one of the major factors in the game, because I think she forced some turnovers as well as seven block shots. Yeah. I thought Brianna Miller was strong force in the paint.
For sure. And I talked to the girl. I mean, it was, when I was walking off the court at the end of the game, and actually look at the score of 25 points, that's the first thing that came to my mind. I mean, teams are having a hard time scoring on us because every time they go inside, you know, a team that's undersized especially, every time they go inside, she's going to block it or she's going to change a shot. And you could tell they just didn't feel comfortable even trying to go inside after a while when she had a lot of blocks and changed some of their shots. And so second half, once we got that lead with our trap, we went zone, and they struggled to score against that too. We can really extend the zone because we know we have her inside to help us out. So she definitely makes us, you know, a lot tougher defensively than we would be without that size inside.
Yeah, it's one of those things you just kind of, I don't want to say erases mistakes, but I mean, it kind of does. It just is.
It definitely does. I mean, if when you man, you can pressure more on the perimeter a little bit. You don't have to worry about it. They beat you back door or whatever. You got her waiting there for you. So it definitely can make you be a little more aggressive and a little bit, you know, we can spread our zone. We get the shooters easier. We don't have to worry about inside as much. We don't have to help in as much. So that definitely makes your defense a lot better.
So you'll be back in action Friday at North Star. Real quick, tell us a little bit about them.
You know, I've only seen about a half on them right now, so I don't know a lot. I know they only have about 4 wins on the year, but, you know, they beat some decent teams, and they played a lot of decent teams close. Looking at them on film just a little, I've seen them so far. They got a lot of kids that can shoot it, and they got a big post inside that's pretty decent. So I'm going to watch some more film tomorrow and hopefully get prepared for them. These 3 games in a week are tough to prepare for. But definitely we'll watch a film on North Star tomorrow. And then we got Columbus Saturday as well. So, you know, we got games that we can definitely win But we got to be ready to go. I mean, similar to tonight, you know, we're in a tight win at halftime, so we got to be ready to go from the get-go.
Yeah, and a nice winning streak going. I think 8 in a row. Keep it going, and then we can host the district.
We hope so.
All right, Jason, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Jason Boyd, head girls basketball coach here. The Lady Bearcats win comfortably 51-25 over Hastings. And here at halftime, the boys have a 36-21 lead over the Tigers. We'll be back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Start 2015 with new furnishings and save during the January clearance event on now at Furniture Direct. A four-piece bedroom set with dresser, mirror, nightstand, and a beautiful queen sleigh bed, only $5.99. Check out our selection of TV stands with a fireplace heater starting at only $3.99. Use our convenient 24-month interest-free financing on qualifying purchases. Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. Hurry in today.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. We are at halftime, and the Bearcats right now have a 36-21 lead over the Hastings Tigers. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Hastings, and for them in the game, Vinny Schmidt leading the way. He's got 11 points here at intermission. Nick Hamburger has 5. Zane Bender with 2. And Addison Ballou with 2. Jared Foote, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has 1 point here at intermission. For the Bearcats, Liebarger leading the way. Trevor Liebarger with 11 points here in the first half. Brady Johnson off the bench has 6. Zach Ryan also off the bench with 4. Jake Waller with 4, Austin Murray with 3, Austin Mishu with 2, Kyle Anderson with 2, and Peyton Pocock with 2. Brian Arp also with 2 points in the ball game. And as we mentioned, Bearcats lead at 36-21. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. It will be Hastings' ball to start the second half here. And they break the huddle, and they'll send out their starters. Schmidt, Reimer, Hamburger, Bender, and Ballou. And for the Bearcats, their starters are out there as well. Waller, Liebarger, Pocock, Murray, and Arp. So they use up the dribble. Now driving is Reimer. Reimer will give it off on the right side for Hamburger. Hamburger for 3. No good. Offensive rebound. And the shot is good for Ballou. So Ballou with the offensive rebound. And in transition, Liebarger drains another three-pointer. Trevor Liebarger, a quick three in transition. And the lead out to 16 now. Entry pass on the baseline. Ballou has a shot blocked by Waller and out of bounds. Waller and Murray with great backside help as the pass was over the top of Arp. He went for the steal, and then Ballou shot blocked. And on the inbounds, we're going to have a foul on Murray. And Murray will hand the ball to the official. And Bender is going to go to the free throw line. So Bender will be shooting a couple here. And the first one's in and out, about half the way down, and then rattled out of there. Bender will have another free throw coming up here after the third foul of the game on Murray. So second free throw is up and good. So Pocock will bounce it into the offensive end here. Lead still 15. Waller on that right side. Gives it now left wing here for Murray. Murray gets the ball handed back to him by Arp, and Murray will drive, take it off glass, and it's in. He rolled it in, hit on the arm, and he'll go to the line trying to finish a three-point play. A great and-one opportunity here. Wow, how did he get that to spin in? And it did have a lot of English on it. Bender called for the foul, and Murray, a 76% free-throw shooter, will be shooting here, and it's up and in. So now an 18-point lead for the Bearcats, their largest lead of the ball game at 42-24. On the bounce, here is Hamburger. Gives it up right side off the screen to Schmidt. He'll dribble to the top of the circle, gives it to Bender. Bender's going to drive, and he's fouled on the body. And I think they're going to give him two shots here as Waller commits the foul. Yep, it is going to be in the act of shooting. That's just the first on Waller here. So Bender will shoot a couple. And the free throw is in and out, no good. And Bender get a few pats on the back from his teammates as they huddle up and encourage him. And they'll hand the ball back on here to Bender. 6:50 to go, third quarter, 42-24. Second free throw is no good, and Arp will pull down the rebound. So he missed both of them, and Arp comes up with the rebound, gives it to Pocock, and Pocock will bring in the offensive end. That kick in the corner, there's Waller. He's open for three, in and out, no good. And Bilal pulls down the defensive rebound after the miss. So Schmidt kicks it up ahead here, driving his Hamburger. Hamburger shut out by Pocock. Still has his dribble, gives it right side for Reimer. He's going to fire a three, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Murray. So Murray pulls it down. Waller, pass up ahead to Leiberger. Leiberger took his eyes off the pass. If he makes the catch, it's probably a layup. That was a great pass by Waller in transition. But unfortunately for the Bearcats, they can't cash it in. So Hamburger will try to cut in the lead. Passes it to the elbow here for Bilal. He's working against Arp. Little contact there. Shot's no good. Murray pulls down the rebound after the miss. And he'll give it to Pocock. Pocock stopped. Throws it for Arp. Nice pass in for Arp, who's going to drive. Shot's no good. And rebounded by Bilal. So nice pass in for Arp, but by the time he dribbled, was a little bit too far underneath the glass and missed the shot. Entry pass going to be knocked away by Murray, but then off the hands of Bender and out of bounds. So Hastings will turn it over. That was nice defense there by Murray to force the turnover. 5.5 to go, third quarter, 42-24. We've been stuck on that score here for about a minute and a half. Pocock is left side for Leiberger. Murray will drive against the pressure by Bilal. Now he'll just dribble back out with it. And around the perimeter we go. Driving is Murray. Kicks in the corner. His three, good. Pocock with the drive. And Murray stroked in a three. I misspoke there, but Murray was open. Got that nice pass by Pocock. And now Arp will block the shot out of bounds. Bilal tried the shot, but it's blocked by Arp. And it will be Tiger basketball on the baseline. They hand it to Hamburger, and on the bounce, they give it to Schmidt, back to Hamburger. Hamburger will cycle through, stops at the free throw line, kicks the ball back around. Reimer now gives it to Bilal. Bilal's going to drive, and there's going to be a hold in there on somebody. I think that might be on Waller, or are they going to give it to Arp? I did not see who they gave that to. In any event, it's Hastings' ball. It is going to be on Arp. On the inbounds, quick little runner here by Schmidt, no good. Arp pulls down the rebound. And Pocock will slowly work the ball in the offensive end. He gets a screen by Arp. We'll flip it off right side for Leiberger, who will fire a three, has it blocked by Hamburger. Pass back out to Hamburger, and he loses it. We'll take it off glass, and we'll score. Hamburger got the block, and then the bucket on the other end as a loose ball was picked up by Bilal, and he was able to throw it up ahead. So timeout taken here by Hastings. With 4:33 to go in the third quarter, they cut the lead down a little bit. It's 45-26, a 19-point ball game, and the Cats will inbound it. We come back after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. And an update for you, Amherst right now is leading Overton 53-34. And so the number two seed in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, comfortably ahead on their home floor on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. And if they're able to hold on, they'll be taking on Pleasanton. The Bulldogs hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to upset Axtell in the conference tournament, 53-52. Here, Kearney High will inbound the basketball. Right here on ESPN Radio, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we'll have the semifinals. Girls, boys, all the consolation and championship games on Saturday as well from the Viero Event Center. Across the timeline is Zach Ryan, who checked in during the stoppage. His pass is deflected, and it's going to be picked up by Mishu, who also came in. Entry pass in for Brady Johnson, also a new set of legs out there. He has it on that left side. Doesn't really want to work against Bender, and they'll give the ball off here for Mishu. Mishu down to the baseline quickly, still has the bounce, and now we'll just continue to dribble between the circles. Gives it to Pocock, over to Waller. Now Ryan's got it. Zach Ryan, little penetration, kicks out for Pocock. Johnson wants it to the inside. Pocock will dribble and put it around the perimeter. Ryan gives it to Mishu. Screen here by Johnson. He'll give it off for Pocock. Left side for Waller. Waller trying to lob it down for Johnson. Led him too far, and Kearney High turns it over. So Reimer now will drive, dish it. Three-pointer by Bilal. In and out, no good. And Mishu can't pull down the rebound. It goes off of his hands and out of bounds. So it'll be a team rebound here for the Tigers, who need something positive to happen. They trail at 45-26 with 3:38 to go here in the third quarter. Ball inbounded here for Bender, and he'll work it back around the perimeter for Reimer. Off a screen, they get it for Schmidt. He'll fire a three, no good. And Mishu pulls down the rebound, and Hamburger's going to be called for a foul. So give the rebound here to Mishu. And that'll be the second team foul against Hastings in the second half, but it allows them the chance to put the press on here as the ball is going to be inbounded to Waller. Waller gives it to Ryan. Ryan down that sideline across the timeline, takes it all the way down the baseline, falls, but they're going to call a block there, and he puts up the shot. And it's going to be a block or a hold called on Vinny Schmidt. That's before the shot went up. So Pocock will inbound it on the baseline. They set a screen for Waller, but fighting through it is Reimer, so they'll inbound it to Zach Ryan, and Ryan will take it off the glass and in. So after setting the screen, Zach Ryan then hits the shot on the inbounds play. So a little runner here for the Tigers. Shot will not fall here for Jared Foote, and Kearney High in transition will get the ball up to head to Mishu. Mishu on his way to the basket is fouled before the shot. They waved off the shot that rolled around on the rim. And so Foote's going to be called for the foul. That's just the first on him, fourth as a team here in the second half. So Pocock will inbound. And again, they had Zach Ryan on that inbounds play, but they'll give it to Waller instead. And he'll hit a three. He comes off the screen on that other side, and he drains the three-pointer. 24-point lead here for Kearney High at 50-26. So right now, everything coming up Bearcats. On the baseline, Collicott will work it out here for Hamburger. Hamburger has it on that left side as he gave it away. Now right wing for Schmidt. Schmidt to Reimer. Off of the screen, here's Hamburger. Little floater, no good. And Brady Johnson pulls down the rebound. So on the run here is going to come Ryan. Ryan shot off glass, no good, can't pull down the rebound. Not a bad idea there, as he thought he could split the defense, put up the shot that hung on the rim, but couldn't reel in the rebound, and it goes out of bounds. Alex Harris going to check into the ball game here for Kearney High. And in is Bryant Menke here for Hastings. So Menke's going to be picked up by Pocock as Kearney High going man-to-man. On the bounce here, top of the circle is going to be Schmidt. Schmidt gives it to Menke. Menke, a little runner in the lane, shot no good. And Brady Johnson will pull down the rebound. Johnson gives it up ahead to Mishu, and there's a foul in there. As Mishu dribbled very quickly down low. And Foote's going to be called for his second foul. Langan and Anderson checking in here for Kearney High. So five fouls have been whistled on the Tigers now with about 2 minutes to go here, third quarter. Alex Harris the inbound. 5 second count going on, and they get it in the corner to Waller. Waller well covered there by Reimer, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. With it is Harris. Harris gets a screen by Langan. Harris uses up his dribble. We'll give it to Anderson. Anderson on the bounce between the circles, gives left side for Pocock. Pocock has the complete attention of Vinny Schmidt. Now Pocock will drive. A little floater on the baseline. Good. And Peyton Pocock floats that one over the top of Schmidt. And Pocock now with 4 points in the ballgame. Schmidt in the offensive end. Kicks left side for Reimer. Reimer gives it top of the circle. Bilal working. Takes off glass. In and out. And then back in. It rattled out. But then when it rattled out, it hit the glass and went right back in. So 52-28. 24-point lead. Ball's out of bounds over there. Haven't seen the indication of whose ball it is. It's going to be Tigers' ball as it came out of the hands of Harris over there. Well, they're going to say that it is Kearney High ball. So it will be Kearney High basketball here. Did not see an indication. And I assume that that was Hastings' ball. Ball's inbounded from Murray, just checked in. He's able to jump over the top of Menke to get the inbounds. And they get the ball here on the left side for Alex Harris. Harris gives it to Murray. Murray off glass. Shot no good. Murray with the rebound off glass again. That time it will not fall, and they will have a foul. There was a lot of contact down there. And he got the offensive rebound and then a foul. Foot's going to be called for the foul. That's his third, six as a team now on the Tigers. So this will be two shots here for Murray. And it is in and out, no good. Score remains 52-28 with a minute to go here in the third quarter. Murray's second free throw was up and good. So Murray now with 10 in the game. Trevor Leibarger, leading scorer for Kearney High with 14. So a couple of cats in double figures here and on the drive. A little reach-in foul is going to be called as Vinny Schmidt is pushed. And for Harris, that will be his first foul. So Menke to toss in on the baseline. And he throws it off of Murray's leg with the five-second count going on and then had to get out of the way. So now they're going to put a little height there to inbound the basketball. So it's going to be Bilal that tosses it in. And he'll get the basketball into the hands of Foot in the corner. Foot works around the perimeter, gives it to Reimer. Reimer off a screen, gives it for Schmidt. Schmidt, little runner, shoots over the top of Harris, and he'll score. Vinny Schmidt with a nice little shot over the top of Harris. And it's now a 23-point lead here for Kearney High. Leibarger gets it for Murray on the baseline. Murray uses up his dribble. We'll give it to Langan, top of the circle. Hands off for Harris. Final 24 seconds here. And in the center jump circle with the dribble for the Bearcats right now is Alex Harris. Not closely guarded, so he's just milking the clock and keeping that dribble alive. He'll get the ball off here for Murray, who now will hand the ball off to Harris. 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Harris gets a screen, drives to his right, floats off glass, hangs on the rim. It's up and in. Alex Harris hits the shot, and the ball's inbounded to Menke at the buzzer, and that's about it. As Kearney High will head to the fourth quarter with a 25-point lead. It's Kearney 55, Hastings 30. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this timeout.
Thinking about putting up a storage shed or shop this year? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today to learn about the Astro Advantages and to request a free quote for a custom-designed building. Astro Buildings offer you quality materials and strong construction, along with experience and local crews. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 or find them on the web at buysquaredeal.com. That's 402-756-5881 or buysquaredeal.com. Astro and Square Deal Lumber and Hardware can help you protect your investments. Astro Buildings since 1969.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
And welcome back here. We're at the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC. Bearcats in control here, 55-30 over Hastings High. You're on the ESPN Superstation. 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings. Waller has it off the left side. Kearney with their first possession of the fourth quarter and a 15-foot jumper good for Waller. So Waller strokes it in, and he's now got 9 in the game. Off of a little screen, bounce pass by Hamburger. Driving the lane is going to be Bilal, and now Bilal will head to the line. Nice little pick and roll there as Bilal set the screen, got the bounce pass by Hamburger. Hit on the arm, and that's now 4 fouls on Austin Murray. And Aston Bilal will try to cut into a 57-30 deficit, and the free throw is no good. Hastings now 3 of 9 from the free throw line. Second free throw is up and good. Kearney High shooting much better than Hastings. About all the statistics really pointing to the Bearcats, including rebounding 20-10. But now a turnover forced by Bilal gets it up the head for Hamburger, and Waller's going to commit the foul. Nice defensive play there for Hastings, forcing the turnover. And they were able to make the steal was Bilal. Threw it immediately to Hamburger. Hamburger drove, fouled by Waller. That'll be Waller's second foul of the ball game. So the free throw by Hamburger is up and good. So he makes the first one, and Hamburger now with 8 points in the ball game. His second free throw rolls around and good. 57-33. And Liebarger gets the inbounds. Waller across the timeline. Waller's going to drive, shut off there defensively by Schmidt, and he'll dribble between the circles, gives it to Pocock. Pocock gives it to Reimer. Right now the Tigers looking to trap here. Arp sets the screen, kicks it off left side for Murray. Driving is Murray, and Murray's going to go to the line. Austin Murray being aggressive, and again, that's one of the things that they liked about him and why he's starting this game is how he'll attack the basket and get himself to the free throw line, and there's a good case in point. Nick Hamburger now with the block. Going to be called for his third foul, and Murray will go to the line and will shoot 2 because he was in the act of shooting, and the first one's no good. So Murray with one more free throw coming. And it is up and good. So he makes 1 of 2. On the bounce here is Schmidt. Schmidt will kick left side for Bender. Bender off a screen. Reimer now will take it to the baseline. Pass down low, and it's going to be a turnover. Hastings turns it over as Liebarger picks it up. Dribbles in the offensive end. And will give it to Pocock. Pocock on the bounce, gives it left side for Waller. Gets a nice screen for Murray, and they'll give it to Arp on the right side. Over there for Pocock. Pocock gets a screen to Arp, but will give it to Murray left side. Liebarger has it. Working against the pressure here by Hamburger. Liebarger gives it to Murray. Murray drives the baseline. Will float. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes up again, and he's fouled. So he's able to pull down the rebound. And we'll head to the line, and we'll shoot 2 more. He's only 3 of 6 from the line here in the game. 76% shooter on the season, but 50% here in the game. Bilal, by the way, called for his second foul. And now Murray does make the first of 2 free throws. Makes this one here. He'll be getting close to his season average. Murray bends the knees, fires the free throw, back the iron, no good, and the rebound to Hamburger. So Hamburger will be picked up defensively by Liebarger as the kick left side for Reimer. Reimer, Top of the circle, Bender. Bender kicks left side for Schmidt. Nice little pick and roll. They get the ball back out. Runner by Bender, and Bender will score. Schmidt and Bender running the pick and roll to perfection there. And Bender got a nice pass from Schmidt and was able to hit it on that left side. And the pass over there knocked out of bounds by Schmidt, so the Bearcats will inbound in front of the student section here for Kearney High. And on the bounce is going to be Pocock. Gives it to Waller. Waller's going to drive. Waller wraps it for Arp. And, boy, I don't know if Arp saw that ball coming as he wrapped it around the defender. And it was off of the Tigers, they're going to say. So the Bearcats will maintain the possession. So Pocock to toss it in. And we've got a lot of contact here as Arp ran into Bilal. And Arp's going to be called for the offensive foul. So it's going to be a push here on Arp. That's now four on Arp. Well, they just corrected themselves. They say it's third, but I have it being four. So Schmidt brings in the offensive end, gives it to Hamburger off the top of the circle for Bilal. Bilal stops at the free throw line, gives it right side for Reimer, and a foul going to be called here on Brady Johnson. That'll be his first. That's now seven as a team here on the Bearcats. So Reimer is going to go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. So 5:37 to go here in the basketball game. 59-35. Bearcats in control over Hastings. And the free throw is good. Zach Ryan checking back to work as Liebarger will come out here for Kearney High. As they get the ball back in the hands of Reimer. Reimer with his first point a moment ago, coming from the free throw line. His second free throw here is good. So he now has two in the game. 59-37. Pocock facing a little bit of pressure. We'll get the ball to Zach Ryan. They'll look to trap him. Passes tip. Pocock comes up with it. Gives it up ahead to Murray. Murray gives it for Johnson. Johnson's going to drive and score. Brady Johnson will drive and score. On the drive here is Reimer. Reimer, floater in the lane. No good. Johnson Trent can't quite come up with the rebound. He was last to touch it. And it will stay in possession of the Tigers. 24-point lead here for Kearney High as the Tigers inbound. Hamburger pass tipped on the inbounds by Mishu. And Ryan comes up with it. So that'll be a Hastings turnover on the inbounds play. In the lane is Pocock. Pocock with a little jump start. We'll hand the ball off to Zach Ryan, and Ryan is just going to dribble out of the land of the Giants there and reset the offense. He'll drive, now in the lane, good. Splits the defense, lays it up and in, a little finger roll over the front of the rim, and it's now 63-37, and we've got a stoppage here as we've got a foul called on Pocock. Ryan now with eight in the game. And for Pocock, that's going to be his third foul. Excuse me, his second foul. Ninth as a team here on the Cats. So a 1-1 here for Vinny Schmidt. Harrison Anderson checking in here for Kearney High. They're out there with Johnson, Mishu, and Ryan. The free throw is good. So Schmidt now with 14 in the game. And just kind of a mistiming here as they gave the ball to the shooter a little bit earlier, and Addison Bilal wasn't quite ready. And so they'll get the ball back out here. And the second free throw, good for Schmidt. He makes both free throws, got 15 in the game. Harris gets the inbounds, gives it to Mishu. Mishu across the timeline, working against Reimer. Pass through the lane, caught by Johnson. Johnson's going to kick out for Mishu. Over for Anderson. Pass tip, picked up here by Harris. And now Mishu with the dribble. Picked up there by Vinny Schmidt, gives it to Harris. Harris working against Menke. He'll hand the ball off for Anderson. They get it down low for Johnson. Hand off for Harris. Shot no good. Rebound tipped around. And it's still rolling around. And Mishu somehow comes up with it. He'll fire the shot and rattle it in. Austin Mishu makes the putback. After Kearney High couldn't get that shot to fall. Great hustle there by Mishu to keep that ball alive. Reimer now has it. Gives it for Schmidt. Midway through the fourth quarter. Cats leading it 65-39. On the bounce is Bender. Gives it off here for Schmidt. Top of the circle for Reimer. Reimer pass deflected. It'll be a Hastings turnover as Johnson comes up with it. Gives it for Anderson, and Anderson's going to drive and score. Kyle Anderson with the bucket, and we got a timeout here by Hastings. 3:39 to go in the ball game. 67-39. The Bearcats have the lead. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC. A 28-point lead here for Kearney High with 3:39 to go. We're back with more of the fourth quarter right after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Bearcats in control here, 67-39. And again, Morgan Karloff not playing with that injured knee as he hurt his ACL against McCook not too long ago. So our thoughts going with him and hope he has a speedy recovery. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. We've got 39 to go, 67-39. As Hastings still coaching over there is Lance Creech, talking to them about what they want done. Left side, Schmidt's going to fire a three, no good. Offensive rebound and then a foul. Michael Collicott is fouled here. And it'll be a foul on Anderson. Now be Anderson's first foul. He was in the act of shooting, so he was going to shoot two anyway, but that's the 10th team foul here on the Cats. So any foul besides the offensive ones will be two shots from here on out. Hastings now 11 of 17 from the free throw line. As Collicott scores here, his first points of the night, and he makes both of them. 67-41. Mishu dribbles down that sideline, working against Collicott. It's going to take it high off glass. No good. Rebound tipped, and Mishu's able to track it down. And they'll reset the offense. As Ryan will hand it off here for Harris to Mishu to Langan. Langan working in, and he'll lean off glass. Shot no good for Langan. Goes out of bounds, and it was last touched by Langan, I believe. Battle of the 13s there as Langan was working over the top of Jared Foote. Foote now will inbound it. And in the offensive end comes Schmidt. Schmidt's going to be stopped there by Harris. And then the entry pass on the baseline for Reimer. Reimer gives it off here for Bilal. Bilal off glass, good. And Addison Bilal is able to bank it in. Nice drive there by Bilal. Ryan's going to lob it up ahead for Anderson. And give it right back out to Ryan. So Zach Ryan gives off here for Alex Harris. Harris used up his dribble, gives it for Langan. Langan doesn't want to shoot over the top of Foote here, so he'll give it to Kyle Anderson and set a screen for Anderson. He'll give it for Mishu. Mishu drives the lane, kicks out for Anderson. Anderson's going to drive. Nice pass in the lane for Harris. Harris, shot no good, and rebound going to be taken out by Hastings. Nice rebound there by Foote as he pulled down the miss. Long pass up ahead. Hastings turns it over. Anderson will lead the break. Give it off for Mishu. Great pass to Anderson. Shot's no good, and they're going to tie up the rebound. And a great pass there by Mishu as it was almost a no-look bounce pass back out for Anderson. That was a thing of beauty, even though it did not fall in there. Trey Clevenger going to check into the ball game. So is Ty Roseberry here for Kearney High. So Clevenger, Harris, Langan, Anderson, and Roseberry out there for Kearney High right now. Hastings brings in the offensive end. That was Menke who brought it across the timeline. He gives it off here for Foote. Minute 50 to go. Right side Menke. Menke working against Harris. Will dribble between the circles. Gives back out here for Colby Schmidt, who checked in just a little bit ago. Schmidt Nice little bounce pass down low. Shot's going to be blocked by Anderson and then rebounded by Langan. So Langan pulls down the rebound and the pass up ahead for Anderson. Anderson in the corner was open. He has the dribble with a minute and a half to go, and he'll get the ball off here for Clevenger. Gives it to Roseberry. On that right side, they get the ball back out for Clevenger. Clevenger kicks in the corner for Langan. Langan on the baseline, working against a little pressure by Collicott. Gives it off, and the shot's going to be blocked on the drive here by Clevenger. His shot's blocked, and the basketball now in the hands of Kobe Smith. And they'll get the ball on the run here for Foote. Foote stops at the free throw line, is going to hand it off for Menke. Final minute of the game, 67-43. Top of the circle, ball fake by Foote. We'll kick here on the left side for Smith. Smith picked up there defensively by Clevenger. And now Roseberry will pressure the ball as Foote has it. Around the perimeter we go. That's Smith with the drive. He loses it, but it was last touched by one of the Bearcats. And with 43.3 to go, it'll be Tiger basketball on the baseline. 67-43, 43 to play in the game. And Bryant Menke will inbound. They'll flip the ball to him. And they'll throw it in the lane. Caught off glass. Shot no good in underneath. Ball's going to roll out of bounds. And it will be Tiger basketball. Went out of bounds on the sideline. Yeah, so they're going to have to inbound it on the sideline over there. And Bryant Menke will toss it in. Menke on the bounce pass gives it for Cody Smith. Smith on the dribble. Will stop in the lane. Pass is going to be intercepted by Langan. Driving here is going to be Harris as he will drive, and he's hit on the arm, so he'll go to the line and shoot a couple. With 26.3 to go to the free throw line will come Alex Harris. So we'll hand him the ball. And Harris, percentage-wise, absolutely the best free throw shooter on the varsity squad so far this year. He's 100%, 2-for-2. Well, that shoots that down as he misses the first two free throws here. 67-43, 26 seconds to go. Second free throw is up and good. So Harris makes one of two, and it's 68-43. On the left side, that's Foote. Foote shoots over the top of Langan, and Foote will score. Foote with the hit. Passes up ahead here to Trey Clevenger. Clevenger is across the timeline. Gives it for Ty Roseberry. Roseberry has it on his hip now with 7 seconds to go. He's being closely guarded, so now he'll dribble, restart that clock, and he'll give the ball off here for Clevenger. Clevenger is going to put it on his hip, and there's the horn. Your final score, Kearney High 68 and Hastings 45. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll check out all the numbers and all the action from around the area. We come back right after this.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney is enjoying this cool weather with spectacular savings on all remaining fall and winter clothing. Save 30% off your favorite suits, sports coats and shoes, dress shirts and ties, and sweaters and sports shirts from Tommy Bahama, St. Croix, and Cutter and Buck. Save 30% off all remaining outerwear, from leather jackets to wool top coats. Ladies, save 30% off all fall and winter clothing in the Hastings location. Shop early for the best selection and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High as the Bearcats win this one very comfortably. A final of 68-45. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. A final in this one as the Bearcats roll comfortably 68-45. And it completes the sweep here as the Kearney High girls dominate the second half against Hastings High, as they have now won 8 in a row, and they won it very comfortably, as I'm looking for my numbers here. 51-25 the final in that one. Earlier today on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, a couple of Fort Kearney Conference quarterfinal games, and six-seeded Pleasanton upset Axtell by hitting a three-pointer at the buzzer. Pleasanton 53-52 winners over Axtell. Next up for the Bulldogs will be Amherst. Amherst on their home floor, the number two seed, got past Overton 67-49. So it'll be Amherst and Pleasanton in one of the semifinals we'll have for you right here on ESPN on Friday night. The boys' semifinals are on Friday. The girls' semifinals are scheduled for Thursday in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Of course, we'll have all the consolation and championship games on Saturday as well from the Viero Event Center, the 60th annual boys' Fort Kearney Conference basketball tournament. And we'll have all that action for you right here on ESPN Radio. Once again, the Bearcats with a comfortable 68-45 win. And we'll check the numbers here for Hastings. They were led by Vinny Schmidt. Solid effort by Schmidt. He finished with 15 points in the ball game. Nick Hamburger had 9. Addison Blau also with 9 points in the ball game to go with 5 rebounds. Zane Bender with 5. Jared Foot with 3. Sam Reiner had a couple of points, and Michael Collicott also with 2 points in the ball game. Unofficially, Hastings shooting from the field was 15 of 38, so they shot about a little bit less than 40% in the game, according to my records, about 27% from three-point range, and they were 67% from the line, but they were out-rebounded badly here by Kearney High, and they turned the ball over 14 times as well. Bearcats, unofficially, I had them for 25 rebounds in the ball game. So they out-rebounded them 25-14. And in terms of turnovers, 15 turnovers for Hastings compared to only 10 for Kearney High in the game. So 5 more turnovers, 11 more rebounds, 16 more possessions, and the Bearcats shot just a little bit better than Hastings as well. And they're rolling this one 68-45. For the Cats, leading the way, they had a couple players in double figures here tonight. Trevor Leibarger led the way with 14 in the game. Austin Murray made the start, and he had 12 in the game. Jake Waller with 9. Zach Ryan came off the bench, and he finished with 8 points in the game, including a buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter. Got the steal, laid it up right at the buzzer, and really, Kearney never really looked back from that point on. They led 23-13 at the end of one quarter after Ryan hit that layup, and really never looked back. They led by 15 in intermission and win it 68-45. So again, Ryan finished with 8 in the game. Brady Johnson also off the bench finished with 8. Austin Mishu off the bench with 4. Kyle Anderson on the bench with 4. Peyton Pocock with 4 as well. Alex Harris with 3. And Brian Arp with 2 points in the ball game. And rebounding-wise, leading rebounder, pretty all hands on deck here for Kearney High. They got 6 from Murray, 6 from Mishu, and then 3 by Johnson and Arp, who had a little bit of foul trouble. But again, the Bearcats did out-rebound the Tigers by 11 here in the ball game, and they also outscored them comfortably 68-45. So we're going to take a quick break. This is the New West Sports Medicine and North Peak Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We're going to step away for a real quick break, and hopefully by the time we come back, we'll be able to talk with Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach here for Kearney High. We'll do that as we continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine North Peak Surgery Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select mobile capture enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
With the new year comes the resolve to play hard, to play your best, with the best equipment and apparel from TM Sporting Goods. Everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in makes a big difference in how you play. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge. With top name brands and personal service from Steve Barino and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The Bearcats with a 68-45 win against the Hastings Tigers. Kind enough to join us to talk about it is the head boys basketball coach here at Kearney High, Scott Steinbrook. Scott, congratulations. Nice win.
Yeah, thank you. This was how we wanted it to go. We played a lot of guys. We defended. We rebounded. We moved the ball on offense and got the result we were looking for tonight.
You kind of got an early start. I mean, it was a little tight early in the game, but then a couple of nice defensive plays. Again, the end of the first quarter, you got the steal, the layup essentially at the buzzer, and then after that, it just really kind of felt like the sails were full of air, and you kept moving down the field.
I thought our guys really, really defended well. They executed what we wanted to do from a defensive game plan standpoint. Their number one, the Schmidt kid, is good, and we lost him early a couple times on some threes, but after that, you know, he didn't have an open look until really, really late in that game. But our guys, we said we got to protect the paint. We weren't going to give up anything in the paint, and that starts with our post players, making sure they're working hard, not just sitting behind the post. And we said we weren't going to give up anything from the three-point line either. We said if we're going to give up something, it was going to be that 12 to 17 foot off the dribble, which is a tough shot for anybody, especially with our length defensively. So they did as good a job of executing a defensive game plan as we probably have second semester.
And defending the paint. I mean, Arp got in a little bit of foul trouble. Johnson came in, gave you some nice minutes. And there was a lot of help side defense from Waller and Mishu and Murray. There was a lot of all hands on deck in terms of defending the paint.
We had a couple very short film sessions this week, and the focus was help side defense. Against Grand Island and against Omaha Northwest, we were there, but we were about two steps late or maybe a second late. So that was the theme in a couple brief days of preparation, is we just have to help earlier and give our guys a lot of credit. They did it. You could see they were consciously trying to rotate and get that help there before the guy got to the rim, and that was a big part of what we wanted to do tonight defensively.
And in talking with Coach Pocock before the game, he told me that Murray was going to start tonight, and he said one of the reasons that they kind of like him is how he attacks, how often he gets to the free throw line, and you certainly saw a lot of evidence of that here tonight.
Yeah, you know, Austin's one of those kids, you know, he's not – overly strong, not overly heavy yet. I mean, he's working on it, but he's kind of a wiry kid. But his aggression is something that you can't necessarily coach or teach. Some kids, you just have it or they don't have it, and he's got it. I mean, when he drives the ball hard, you know, even he got blocked a couple times, got fouled a couple times, but he just goes right after the offensive rebound. He had a nice night for us getting to the hoop. I respect Lance Creech a lot, and the first thing he said as we're going through the handshake line, he said, "Your guys cut and screen as hard as anybody that they've faced all year." Now, they haven't played a full Class A schedule, but they've played some darn good teams.
Yeah.
And for him to recognize that and compliment our kids on that, that means a lot, because we have really spent some time working on becoming a better half-court man team. And if you cut hard and screen hard and drive hard, you're going to be a tougher team to defend in the half-court.
Yeah, Creech is pretty smart, because I never really thought about that, but absolutely. I thought it was a great night in terms of how hard you run your offense, and that's kind of indicative of that. And I thought some great passes, and there's about a half dozen guys you could look at who not only were unselfish, but really put the ball in some great areas. I'm thinking of a couple of lob passes into Arp, all sorts of examples of it.
Yeah, we talked about making the extra pass a lot. You know, we have really good shooters that take usually pretty good shots. We said, let's maybe pass up some of those pretty good shots and let's get a great shot. And that whether it's a post touch, whether it's a three-point shot, we've really preached the last week or so making that extra pass, because if we just come down and shoot it quick, the defense doesn't have to do anything. They don't have to move. They don't have to rotate. But we were tough to guard tonight. And hopefully we can continue to do those same types of things on Friday and then again on Saturday, because that was a good offensive performance against a team that has played some pretty solid defense the last month or so.
Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach. Bearcats win at 68-45. A couple of last questions here. Trevor Liebarger, 14 points. Talk a little bit about his game tonight.
You know, Trevor is one of our better shooters, and he did a good job of finding shots out of the context of the offense. You know, it's taken us a while for kids maybe to truly understand, you know, what we're looking for in the half court. But when he's open and his feet are set and the ball is passed to him and he's got it in the shooting pocket, you know, he's almost automatic. It's when those teams really – you know, get up and chase him off the spot or force him back a little bit deeper, you know, then the shooting percentage goes down a little bit. But he did a nice job of finding the good shots, and our teammates did a really nice job of looking for him and setting him up for some of those shots as well.
And you realize you haven't done a lot of scouting report yet just on North Star, but what do you know about the Gators when you travel there
on
Friday?
We know a couple of things. Tristan Simpson is as good a point guard as there is in Class A right now. You know, he last year, if you remember the game on our home court, it was overtime, and he had like 18 points in the fourth quarter in overtime, and we had no answer for him. Boxing one, zone defense, man defense. He was just a sophomore last year. He just absolutely took over that game. You know, he's a kid that'll probably play Division I basketball, just a junior. And then Logan Kale, another good lefty sharpshooter, had 30-some points just the other night. And then after that, you know, there is some youth there. They start a couple, they play a couple freshmen. They've got some inexperience. But in terms of a starting backcourt, their one guard and two guard are really, really good. So now we kind of have to start to implement that defensive game plan and hope we can get the same sort of execution that we did tonight.
All right. Outstanding, Scott. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Randy.
Thanks. Nice win. Final score in this one, 68-45 over Hastings. The Tigers now are 7-9 on the year. Kearney High now 8-10. As I mentioned, they'll be in Lincoln to take on North Star on Friday. 68-45. That's the final of the boys' game. The girls' game won by the Lady Bearcats, 51-25. Want to thank you for joining us for coverage of the doubleheader here on ESPN Radio. For our engineer, Jeff Ekstrom, and Caleb Henry back in the studio, thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.